Oh,
we're in it.
It's a start.
We're already in it.
Well,
we're ending the podcast.
Yeah, have a good night, everyone. we stream 20 seconds every
other week.
Every other week.
It's the only time we have.
4 months a year.
Exactly.
Only one day out of each month. That's it.
And you add up all of our total podcasts, you get about one normal one, so.
Normal?
Like a normal length.
No, it's never normal. It's probably going to be short.
No, I'm saying
edit out half of my shit.
No, nothing gets edited out.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, man.
Unless you say, like...
I saw what you just mouthed, and for everyone who can't see this,
no,
you mouthed something very bad.
No, I did not do that.
You're going to sound so bad with pretzel in your mouth.
Whatever, man. Okay, we're here to talk about trees.
We are.
Now, what kind of tree? Well...
A tree.
There's really no rules to this.
No, there's not. We're just going to be talking about trees.
If it comes out of dirt, it's a tree, basically.
If it... Well, hold on now.
What?
It's a plant if it has a stem instead of a trunk. A tree sprouts stems from its branches. A plant is just a little wiggle-waddly thing.
So you're saying plants don't have any branches?
Plants do have branches, but they're also all stem-based. Most of them are.
Isn't a trunk just a big-ass stem?
Yes, but it's different because of the aging process and the fact that it has a copious amount of bark. Instead of a less protected outer shell.
Hmm. Okay, alright.
Yeah.
Alright, let's dive more into a
specific... The way I understand it. Some of this may not be completely scientific.
No, it's very... We did research before we started this.
No, I didn't do any research.
You didn't?
Not a single bit.
Okay, I did like a shit ton.
I'm fucking with you. Of course I did research.
Good! Alright.
Coming off of my base knowledge of plants and trees.
Alright. Now... We are going to start with the palm tree.
Yep, the palm tree. Okay.
Now, in my little booklet here, says, finding your tree in a section. Is it a conifer or deciduous?
It's coniferous because it's an evergreen. It's an unbranched evergreen tree. I have it pulled up right here on Google. Thank you, Google.
So it's unbranched.
It is an unbranched evergreen tree, which is why it can survive in temperate climates as well as tropical climates. Because it's an evergreen. That's the specific reasoning behind it. Coniferous trees can survive in less than ideal temperatures.
Wait, okay. So then in these subcategories, it's either a single needle, a clustered needle, or a scaly needle. And this could just be because this book is limited to Ohio.
Oh, I would think so. It would be, which one would be considered a pine needle? Cluster needle. It would be a cluster needle because I even saw some in Florida. I was in Florida last month, or March, before this whole fucking coronavirus hit. And there was palm trees with plenty of needles. They have needles and nuts on the buds of some of them.
The fuck?
They have
needles?
They have needles. Yeah, like pine needles.
Where?
In Florida.
No, on the tree.
Like in the buds. Like the buds is where the nuts or the base of the flowering grows on palm trees. It's on offshoot branches.
Wait, where do coconuts grow?
Coconuts?
Yeah.
They grow on the...
What tree is that? I feel like I'm conflating it with the palm tree. And I feel like I need to get that out of my head as soon as possible.
Well, I think it's a specific type of palm tree. I believe.
Because it's still a nut.
No, it's a coconut tree. But it's a plant that belongs to the same family, scientifically, as palm trees.
Oh, God.
But it is called a coconut tree.
That's a boring name.
Why not? Coconut's such a cool word. Yeah, like, people drink out of them. Like, you can have, like, I always said Muay Thai. Mai Tai. I always say Muay Thai.
Who's that about?
Some UFC guy.
Oh, never mind. Sure.
Oh. One crazy weekend in Cambodia.
Okay, let's get back to the palm tree.
Sure, yeah.
Where the fuck are the needles? Because I look at a palm tree, And it's got it's scaly shaft, right? The trunk.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice and tall. And at the tippy top, it's got like a little pineapple haircut, you know, like the kids do these days, but with leaves.
Yeah.
Where are the pines in that? Are they just around the fucking the leaves at the top?
Well, some of them, they're pokier than others. Some of them are very barbed. And then some of them, let me get a really good picture, even though no one can fucking see this. No one can see this right now.
They're looking right now.
Google it. Google images. Go down like 10 images. You'll find it.
Well, it's going to be number one image pretty soon. All the people looking
it's
at
literally
it.
The number two image. It's dangerous palms. These are considered pine needles.
Oh my god.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the spikes on
those are sword needles.
But those are needles. Those are coniferous evergreen needles. But they are much more sturdy because the predatory animals in warmer climates cause them to develop those. If you go north, less of them have those kind of needling. It's more like...
in Florida.
Yeah, it's more in Florida. California has palm trees. Arizona, Texas. Yeah, that's fucky, isn't it?
Dude, it's I would so not want to climb that. No. Actually, I kind of would because I feel like they would make...
Are you sure?
I feel like they would make okay support structures, you know? Because there's so many of them, you could probably split each of your feet across two needles.
And you'd come out like a sponge. Because, like, all the needles would be inside of you.
I got a souvenir.
Yeah, a lot of souvenirs.
Yeah.
See, look at this. Some these palms have actual like needle-like branches. See that?
Jesus.
That's fucking cool, isn't it?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the trees that are like on the Survivor Islands.
Those are tropical trees.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw them. I've seen them in Florida plenty of times.
Oh yeah.
I spent a fair amount of time in Florida. Not a lot, but if I hit the lottery, I will.
And so will I, because you already said you're going to give me part of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everyone, if I hit, like, the $400 million jackpot, and I get a times five, that's, like, $750 million. Yeah. Everyone's getting $1 million.
Okay.
Like, or, like, at least, like, $100,000.
Dude.
$100,000 is pretty good.
You have $700 million. And you're only going to give us each one?
Okay, think about it. So if I... That's 750 people I can give $1 million to.
Yeah, okay. You don't have 750 friends.
Yep. You want to bet?
No, this isn't like the bet you do in elementary school. I've got 10,000 friends. I'll name them all.
No, but 700... I bet you that I can find at least 200... Okay, if I ever hit the lottery...
Yeah.
Okay? I can find 200 people that I could give $1 million to.
Yeah, you can... Yeah.
That are legitimately close to me.
Yeah.
That I feel like aren't doing it just for nefarious reasons.
Yeah. That I'm not so sure. Because it's hard to not be nefarious when there's a potential million on the line.
Well, I mean, that's fair, but like, yeah, I know it's $1 million, but shit.
Your friendship's not worth $1 million.
You're right, it's not.
Dude, if it was either you or $1 million...
You would take the million.
Tax-free million, I would take the million.
I don't blame you. Wait, but yeah. What's the stipulation?
What stipulation?
Like, me or the million, are you talking about my friendship over $1 million? Or like my life over
your
the
life.
Million?
Okay, well,
your life?
If it's your life, it has to be tax-free. If it's just
how
your
can you tax my life?
No, the million.
Oh, the million.
Your life is already taxed.
Of course it is. I've eaten so much Chipotle. the of course it's going to be taxed, but yeah. $750 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So go win it. Give me $1 million.
Sure.
Oh, nice. Okay, do it.
Okay. What?
Stop whispering.
No, this is the thing. I'm gonna make a bet though. What the fuck is your problem? What if you just said stop whispering and this motherfucker over here, Brad, is mouthing at me?
I'm not saying anything. My lips are just flapping around. Okay, what were you saying?
I This is a guarantee. If I ever win the lottery, you're going to get $1 million.
Only?
You can buy as many palm trees as you want.
I'm starting a podcast with you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to invest $3 million into the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're probably only going to get $350,000 in return.
Right.
So it's obviously a win-win situation.
At that point, I see where you're coming from.
But the studio's going to be badass.
The studio is going to be a like semi-spherical building on top of a shark tank.
With palm trees.
Yes.
With palm trees.
Yes. We'll have a shark swimming underneath us. And then there'll just be a couple palm trees with like some cockatoos and a couple snakes, and that's it.
So I pulled up a couple different websites.
Yeah.
And these are really stupid. Why was the Weeping Willow so sad?
Why?
It watched a sappy movie. These are dad jokes. What type of tree fits in your hand? This is so easy.
Welcome to the Dad Joke Podcast.
A palm tree.
Oh my god.
Shout out to... I'm not even going to shout you out. These are so stupid. I'm not shouting out this website. No.
All right, we got to get back into the palm tree.
Okay.
We got to dive into it. So, okay. So we've like gotten like a summary of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know about some having needles in parts of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Some can have coconuts. Some just have wild fucking leaves. Let's start at the bottom and then just go up to the top.
Sure, okay? Yeah.
Start with the root structure.
Okay.
Now, let me flip through my booklet here. Because I'm really curious what the root structure is like.
Okay, so here's my question to you. What's the number one danger? So palm trees mostly exist in tropical climates, even though they do exist in temperate climate. What's the number one danger to the life of a palm tree? This is an easy answer. I mean, this
is it?
Yes, it is.
Stop absolutely. Trying to make me seem stupid.
What's the one thing that you feel would damage a palm tree the most?
I feel like it could be wind.
Yes, what creates the most wind in a tropical environment?
I don't know if I can, like, hurricanes?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
You got it!
Dude, okay.
So good.
Nice.
So, a hurricane is the number one threat to palm trees uprooting.
Dude, that's why, like, whenever you see those hurricane videos on the news, like Harvey and shit,
mm-hmm.
it's always palm trees flapping around.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're the top is skinny, but the root structure is fairly fucking thick. It's fairly thick. I mean, look at this. That's thick as
fuck. Oh, my... Dude, do you know what that's shaped like?
What?
Have you seen the Epstein deposition?
Yes.
Do you know the first and only question that was asked?
What was it again? Remind the audience.
Pull it up. It's a 20-second... It's amazing.
Of course we jump to Epstein immediately.
It's impossible not to.
And I'm kicking myself that I don't remember this.
Oh, it's good. Trust me, it's shaped just like a palm tree.
Epstein ducked sex abuse questions, sex abuse for the first 7 pages.
Hold on, go to YouTube. You got it.
YouTube.
And then just search Epstein deposition.
Sure.
This is how you get an exact image of a palm tree structure. It's common amongst Jewish pedophiles.
Jewish pedophiles?
Like Epstein.
I'm seeing nothing. I'm seeing nothing.
Go to the top.
This is horrible.
No, go back.
Where are you going with this?
No, just do it. Search it again. Okay?
All it is this.
Nope. The 27 second right there.
This
That's
one?
It. Yep. Do it. That's it.
Just play it?
Yep.
All right, guys. We're playing this for you.
Yes, I do. Could you please give us your name? Jeffrey Epstein.
He looks so smug.
Is it true, sir, that you have what's been described as an egg-shaped...
to see the whole video!
What a cock block.
You're talking about an egg-shaped dick?
Yes.
I forgot about that for the longest time.
And then Epstein's like, I'm not going to answer. And then he says...
That's a beer can from Orange is the New Black. God, that's horrible.
Dude, that shit cracks me up so much because he doesn't answer it. And then, like, the fucking interviewer, prosecutor guy, he just asks it again in a different phrase. Like, he's like, some girls have described your penis as being large at the base, skinnier at the tip. Like an egg.
Like an egg.
And then Epstein just walks out. He's like, hey, I'm done.
This root structure is very much like Epstein's penis.
Yes. Egg-shaped and thick at the bottom.
White and very spread out.
Amongst many underage girls.
Absolutely underage girls. He is a disgusting human being, by the way. We can't say stress that enough.
I mean... I'm not even going to make that joke.
No,
I don't like him either.
I know you don't.
There's a joke to be made there, but I'll skip it.
There is, but for now, we should skip it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the root structure. So we know that the base of the trunk is very wide and stout.
Yes.
Now, does it split off into very skinny roots that just kind of go all around? Like, can you get into that a little bit?
Different types of palms have different root structures. It's very thin roots that spread out a lot, but they're very, very deep compared to other trees. Like
deep in the ground?
Yeah, compared to like when you see roots when you're walking through a temperate climate like in Ohio, where we are, you can see roots above the ground. There are some underground, but these go pretty deep. These go probably 10 feet into the ground.
Okay.
So they're pretty deep. They're made to withstand hurricane force winds. Huh. The evolution has given them a lot of advantages when it comes to that.
So, are hurricanes still their biggest weakness?
I mean, weakness, I would say danger. There's not really a lot of animals besides like wild boar and maybe a few bears that can actually knock these trees over.
You think a boar is going to knock over a tree?
Our buddy, my buddy John, also Brad's buddy John, he's my best friend, okay?
Okay.
Fair, right?
Yeah, I'm just buddies.
Right, right. Yeah. So, but D&D group, we're in a D&D group together. So John has been attacked by a wild boar. John got attacked by a wild boar in Alabama.
He
was hunting. It was maybe six, seven years ago.
Okay.
And the boar charged him. And they were spread out 25 feet apart. So they're close enough to each other, but not to scare animals. And so the boar charges them. They shoot the boar to death. But John's running. John hit him twice. It did nothing. Hit him with a fucking... I forget, he said it was a 38 or a 44. I can't remember which one it was. But he did nothing to it. Those boars are fucking strong. They could take down a tree. I don't know if they could take down a palm tree, but they could take down a tree.
Wait. Give me an example. How big is a boar?
A wild boar? Wild boars are fucking huge.
You don't need to Google an example. Like,
I'll just show you.
Okay.
I mean, like, here.
Yeah, that means nothing. That's just a fucking black pig.
Dude, these things have tusks. They're fast as hell,
okay,
too.
In the room that we're in.
Like this is a wild boar.
Yeah.
That thing's massive. That thing's like, you see that trash bag?
Yeah.
It's three times that trash bag.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, that's fucking
that's
big.
That's like a teenage black bear kind of size.
It's like a pig, a big pig and a teenage black bear combined, but it can run.
Yeah.
It will charge you and it will gore the shit out of you.
So, I could see that taking down a palm tree.
It
would take a minute. It would take a minute for sure. But it definitely has the willpower to be able to do it.
If it really kept at it and it was like starving, if they were like low on food or something, yeah.
Yeah, but well, they're not going to eat the fucking palm tree, are they?
No, there's coconuts at the top if it's a coconut tree.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, definitely gore into the coconut. And, you know, give the milk out.
Yeah. Hmm. Dude, I want to crack open a coconut. I think I could do it.
You think you could?
Yeah.
Really?
If I find, how? If I find a...
Because have you seen Survivor?
Yeah. I just got to grow my hair out really long and be, you know, kind of, you know, social with all the females. And then I can crack coconuts like... Like, it's no problem. I'm just like Ozzy.
I have a feeling you're talking about a different type of coconut.
What kind of coconut?
We're talking about females and all this. I mean, it sounds like something else.
I crack their coconut, then I crack my coconut.
I prefer that my coconut remains uncracked.
I'm not cracking your coconut.
No, I don't care. I don't want anyone cracking my coconut.
Good. Because I'm not. Okay, we've established the palm tree. Wide base, shaped like an egg. It's got very deep roots.
Yeah.
Now, sort of, what is like the density of these roots, right? Because mm-hmm. some trees will have sort of kind of just a couple large roots that go off in directions.
Yeah.
And then once they come to an end, they just sort of spread out to little strings. But also sometimes it's a very linear kind of, you know, I don't know how to describe
it. I would think that the density is pretty thick. I'd say it spreads out to a point, but most of the roots, it seems like, are pretty compact.
Okay.
For the most part. There's some cases, I guess, with some trees that are a little bit thinner and more spread out. But for the most part, I think they're pretty thick. And this is coming from someone, I've had relatives who've lived through hurricanes, and I've lived through a hurricane. I was actually down there during Hurricane Hugo back in 2000, and I don't want to get this wrong.
Wait, down where, though?
I was in Charleston, South Carolina. Ooh. That's where my uncle lives. Hurricane no, it's not Hugo. Wrong hurricane.
Katrina?
No.
That's the one everyone knows.
Well, everyone knows Katrina. It was a travesty and a horrible tragedy.
It wasn't that bad. They're a bunch of pusses. I'm kidding.
Honestly, the mayor of New Orleans fucked them over by not fixing that levee. Oh, the levee broke.
Do you mean like the levees which were supposed to stop the waves from crashing over?
Yes, and flooding the city. And it absolutely flooded the city. I feel like New Orleans... mayor at the time, the last three mayors really did a disservice to that city.
Dude, I went there in like 2016 and New Orleans was pretty fucking popping.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, it was great. Everyone was drinking, cigar shops everywhere, lots of seafood. And like every other corner you would just smell shit tons of weed.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
And it wasn't like an overabundance of cops either. Like, even on like Bourbon Street and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much just like a chill party all the time.
I mean, that's somewhere that actually I've never been, but I want to at some
point. It's definitely worth it.
It might have been Hurricane Andrew. Yeah, it was before Katrina. So Hurricane Andrew, which was a year before Katrina, I was in... Where did that hit? Floridians. This one hit South Carolina hard. Was it after Katrina? There's no way it was after Katrina. I'm not that stupid. I'm stupid.
You are.
But I'm not that stupid.
Not quite.
I'm pretty sure it was Andrew because it was the back end of it from after it hit Florida.
Like Prince Andrew?
No, Hurricane Andrew.
Okay.
Is there a Prince Andrew?
Yeah.
Really?
He also raped kids. With Epstein. You didn't know that?
I don't care about anyone that makes more money than I do. So Prince Andrew, whoever you are raping kids out there in England.
Cut it out.
Yeah, cut it out. You're going to get suicided by the Clintons.
For real. Dude, oh my, I think I told you about this before. I saw a fucking meme that was like, oh shit, how was it phrased? It was like everyone's stuck at home because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew's stuck at home because of Jennifer 14.
made that meme. Shout out to you.
It was, dude. I don't remember where I saw it. It could have been a comment, but that shit made me laugh so
hard. Was it on his Facebook page?
No.
You sure?
Dude, the Royals would not let him have a Facebook page.
The Royals probably won't let him have anything after they found out he was diddling kids.
They knew he was diddling kids, but he did an interview on BBC and was like, I categorically deny these claims.
Let's be honest, the Royals have probably been diddling kids for years. The same with, like, the U.S. and everyone. They've all been diddling kids.
Well, not, like, the U.S., but, like...
But, like, the higher-ups
in
the U.S.
The high-up government officials of the U.S.
Yeah, like...
And people that have government connections.
Right, like, normal people don't diddle kids. Some of them do. A lot of them do. Now that I think about it.
But do we count them as normal?
No. Because they're also diddling kids.
I would say they're just sort of... What's the word? I don't know. Sort of just a
type. Rapists.
No. They're not... Okay, Andrew and Epstein are rapists. But like, some diddlers aren't raping.
So where does it cross the line?
I think it crosses the line... When you're under, like, 13, that's when it's like you're fucking a fucking, basically a toddler.
Well, so U.S. law states that anyone under 18 is rape.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If it's not consensual.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. Anything unconsensual is rape.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. What were you talking about?
No. I'm talking about, like, if you're a
like, Epstein called up her mom and was like, hey, she's going to be out here with me for, like, 2 weeks. By the way, I'm going to fuck her.
If she was cool with it and she was 16.
No, her mom would have the consent. That's how it works.
Depends on what state she lives in and what state they are in.
Right, yeah. But like, we're in Ohio.
Yeah.
If you're 17, 16 is not the cutoff. It's 17. And your parents consent to you it's all good. Hold on.
I thought the age of consent was 16.
Age of consent in Ohio with parental... allowance is 17 in Ohio. Oh. Age of consent is 18 in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Unless you don't have a parent.
If you're Batman, you can fuck us. Anyone you want.
He doesn't have a parent. But wait, he's older though. Like that's there's some gotta be some limitations on this. Like.
Okay, well, just assume that Katie Holmes is, like, 14.
You have corona?
No.
Get out.
Dude, I already quarantined. We're good.
You quarantined longer than I did, which was, you know.
Yeah, only because fucking HR boy made me.
HR boy.
He's like three times my age.
I really hope that he listens to this podcast or one of our co-workers.
He just comes in my room and he's like, hey, I listen to your podcast. I'm not a boy.
Wait, does he talk like fucking Mr. Mackey? No, who is that?
Yeah.
Is that Mr. Mackey?
Dude, honestly though, like, okay, his chin area looks a lot like Mr. Mackey.
Honestly, it does, but he's a really nice guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a tiny bit ditzy, but so am I. So, like, I can't fucking knock him for it.
He's never done me wrong.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Me neither. The only thing he's ever done to me is just sort of postponed, like, me getting an email.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
And that was when I started, so it was just kind of like... Come on, dude. Spell my name right. And then he got it, and it's all been good. I like him. He's chill.
I mean, he's a classic Ohio guy. He's a classic Ohio guy.
You know. Dude, what do you count supervisor as? Because he is a fan of New Orleans by a lot.
I know.
He goes to, like, Mardi Gras sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But he's also a tight ass at work.
Oh, he's not quite a tight ass. He's definitely a firm ass. He's not fucking pinched.
Are you looking at his ass?
I always look at his face because I feel like if he tightens his ass, his forehead tightens too.
Well, then that's all the time when I'm talking to him. He doesn't like me. Like, he likes jazz. He likes smooth jazz.
What's wrong with that? He's nothing, got gray hair.
Nothing, but the problem is when I'm playing music, he tells me to turn it down. Like, he doesn't like rock and roll Ayatollah, Chris Jericho, baby. Like, he doesn't like it at all.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, he hates some of the shit that I play.
Well, you play stuff that I like, which is, you know, it's
young whippersnapper music.
He's really white and probably racist.
I would say he is an acceptable amount of racist. To where you could happily live alongside him if you were black.
I feel like you wouldn't shoot a black person just for being black.
No, you definitely wouldn't.
No.
Because think about it. Think of how avid he is in the sort of New Orleans culture. He has a vibe with them, you know?
But here's the thing. He doesn't have to work around black people. We haven't seen it. So what if he is racist? This is a hypothetical at this point.
I don't think it would be too much different. Because, like, for example, in my old job, half of the workers across all three shifts, half of them were white guys. The other half were either black or Mexican. Okay. And, you know, all of the supervisors in there were white. They all got along pretty fucking well with everyone.
My last job, everyone was white.
Fucking whitey.
It wasn't even by, like, happen chance. There was one woman on the entire shift, and she was the most liberal fucking woman I've ever met.
Of course she was. Hey, you want to hear about the one woman that worked at my old job? She worked there for an hour and then quit. Because we didn't even have... She didn't like it, she couldn't do it, and we also didn't even have a girl's restroom in the warehouse. Because we know what kind of job it is. Not even a women's restroom. There were two women...
Is there a hole?
No. Not even. There were only two women that ever worked there, and they both worked in, like, the main office, which actually had, like, fucking carpet. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, a secondary office for the warehouse. Hardwood floor and everything, all dudes.
Honestly, nowadays, though, I just went to school for manufacturing. I graduated in 2017, and but I had entered the workforce in 2016 for a co-op. So I've been in manufacturing for almost 5 years now. Mm. There's a lot more women doing it now than it was true. Like 20 years ago.
Even like 5 or 10 years.
Yeah. I'm fully supportive of women going to the workplace, and I just want them to realize how much work it is. It's a lot of work.
It is, but it's also fun work.
It is.
It's not as much of, like, theoretical planning. It's just more pragmatic execution.
Half of my stuff is time management. And knowing, you know, a little bit of college-level mathematics.
Yeah.
You know, John, who I talked about earlier, John is a top 5 aerospace machinist in the country. The dude...
Really?
The dude is literally... He has an IQ that's on level with Hawking's.
Like, no way!
I have an IQ of, like, 110... He has an IQ of 150 or 160.
Jesus.
He is smart. Like, my second cousin, Drew, he's got an IQ of 170. He's going for aerospace engineering. I have another second cousin that's going for aerospace engineering.
170 is, one might say that's high.
Oh, really? I was born in Illinois, but I got adopted into a family here in Cincinnati.
You're adopted?
I am.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have taller members of my family, but I was adopted. A lot of my family members are were German. I'm Irish, very Irish. They are very smart. Man. Very smart. And honestly, they have a few people in the family that are closet geniuses. And John, our friend, is one of them.
Closet genius.
Well, when you have people that haven't come out, like, as an example, Stephen King. The man is an insane writer.
Yeah.
Some of his stuff, even when he went under his pseudonym, was insane. His word structure, his sentence structure, and the flow of The horror that he wrote was amazing. But normal people sometimes don't come across as completely intelligent to other people.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when they grow as people, they come into their own.
Yeah. I feel that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You really gotta figure out what you're good at. You know?
Dude, I feel like John could be fucking rich if he was in the cybersecurity field.
John, I feel bad for... He's definitely...
Just a family situation?
Yeah, he's... The thing about... And this is... I know you probably don't know as much about John as I do.
I don't know hardly shit.
Exactly.
I only know the basic explanation. Like the summary.
Right. So John and his... To be Heather... they are both autistic at some level.
Heather?
Yes. They're not getting... They're boyfriend, girlfriend. They're both autistic, so is my cousin Drew. John likes to have fun, just like everyone else. And that's the same with me. If I applied myself, I could work at Wall Street and be some kind of, you know, investor and make millions of dollars. And Brad, for saying he's eating a Carolina Reaper, is really fucking breathing heavy. We're eating this dip I found in Florida. It's this Reaper dip. It's very hot. Is it not, Brad? Can you talk?
It's hot when you mix it with the alcohol. Alone, it's just kind of spicy.
We do drink alcohol. We don't care what you think.
Yes, but fuck you.
But please subscribe.
Subscribe to what? What are we on?
I don't know what we're on. Apple Podcasts?
No, we're going to be on...
I hope we're on Podcast One.
What was that?
Podcast One?
Like the first podcast?
Well, it's Clearwater. Yeah. Some people that I follow podcasts have podcasts on that channel. And it's a very good channel.
Alright, I'll take your word for it. But I'm saying we could be on YouTube or Spotify.
YouTube
is very meh for podcasts.
YouTube, I really don't want to dig into YouTube too much because I've had issues with YouTube that I haven't with things that have happened in the last 5 years.
But what about Spotify?
Never had an issue.
I like them. They're pretty decent, you know? They're not the best about in terms of like returns for amount of time listened, but they're really good just for the easeability of getting an audience.
Yeah, I'm sure. Spotify, I've always liked their service. And they've never really been...
Don't say it! I'm gonna say it!
This is America! If you're in Britain or some other country...
Fuck off. We don't like you.
You're such a white chef right now.
Hey, they're white in Britain.
They are, but...
But what?
But there's also not white people in Britain.
There's not white people in America.
Well, yeah.
We have even more immigrants than them.
Well, yeah.
Maybe. Pulling that out of my ass.
Maybe? What? I could probably pull the statistics right now.
Yeah.
The U.S. probably has more non-white people than any other country in the world.
For a percentage or so number?
But there has to, it's a mix though. Because like...
I think if you're talking about percentage, I would say you might be right.
We're not talking about, non-white. It's got to be a mix, though. When I say a mix, it's got to be white, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian-American, Asian-American. European-American constitutes white-American.
Does it?
Yes.
Even if you're, like, black and from Europe?
No, you're African American.
Okay.
Because if you're here and you're American, you're African.
But you're African European American.
I agree.
This is so complicated.
What are you doing right now? This is weird.
I'm just mixing you up.
Are we talking about Hispanic from like Guatemala or Hispanic from Spain?
Both.
Yeah, sure.
Hispanic is just like...
Well, we're definitely not being like Trump right now, which is like no Hispanic.
I'm pretty far away from him.
That's funny because like I know Spanish probably a lot better than you do.
¿Cómo está mi hijo? How's he doing?
No está. Está mi... Mi...
Tú eres gringo.
No,
me gusta mucho Malta. That's like all I know.
Yo sé.
Nice.
Nice. That's a Spanish word.
Is it?
Está bien. Está bien. If you're going to say nice, just say está bien.
Está bien.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Or es bien.
Es bien.
Tú estás un chico bonito.
No hablo español.
No hablo español. That's actually right. I can't knock you for that.
Good.
Okay, so...
Hablo inglés.
So, okay. Dude. So you... This is from the USCensus.gov.
Okay.
The 2020 census, right? So race and Hispanic origin. White alone percent is 76.5%.
For white people, 75%?
76.5%. Black or African American alone is 13.4%. American Indian and Alaska Native is 1.3%. This is horrible. Or Latino.
Black or Latino?
This is what I don't understand. U.S. Census.gov / quick facts. You need to explain something to me because you have Hispanic or Latino at 18%. And I know and you know that L.A. has at least 30% of the American population that are Hispanic.
Not quite. Have you been to California?
No, but I know there's plenty of Hispanic people living there.
There are.
Yeah.
And there's three times as many Asians.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, it's one of those things where when you visit California, it's hard not to notice. It's like half of the people I see here, they're fucking straight out of fucking Japan. Because they all have their selfie sticks. They're all happy as fuck.
Really?
Dude. Okay, my sister used to work at fucking Disney in California. World or Land, I don't remember.
Disneyland.
Land. Yeah, she was a land. Musician there, so we visited her, like watched her play and shit. And I felt like an asshole, but the first thing I noticed, I was like, God damn, what? There's so many fucking Asians. Yeah. Then I realized fucking Japan is so close to fucking California.
Oh, it's the closest country to California.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, like, besides Canada. Besides Canada and Mexico, it's the closest one across the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, it's closest that's not on the same freaking continent.
Yeah.
I mean...
You're right.
Well, here's... Census.gov, you need to fix your shit. Because, look at these.
Which part?
These percentages are all off. Asian alone is 5.9. There's no way. There should be so many more Asian people. Shout out to my Asian brothers and sisters.
You're not Asian!
Well, no, just my brothers and sisters from another mother.
Okay.
Like there's no way there's only 6% Asian people in this
country.
I mean,
it seems like you're kind of trying to be Asian to fit into that 5%.
Dude, I love the Asian culture.
They're okay.
Jet Li and Bruce Lee, probably my two favorite actors of all time.
You know, that's what a racist would say.
Why?
Because that's all he's seen.
Wait, who's he?
This theoretical asshole I came up with.
Wait, you calling me an asshole? What do you want me to say, Jackie Chan? Like, that's more racist.
I like Jackie Chan.
I think he was a terrible actor.
Hey! He was good in the animated TV shows.
The animated, wait, so animated, he's not even in it. He's not even in the
His
TV
voice
show.
Is in it. Like, oh, ah.
How racist can you get?
A lot more, but I'm not gonna.
I'm editing this out.
Oh my god. Oh. Bill, put your pants back on.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm just, it's after work and I had to fucking freeball.
Dude, you gotta stop that. If you do that one more time, I'm gonna talk to the boss about sexual harassment shit. Even outside of work, that shit still counts.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not logged into my fucking job right now.
Oh, really?
Nope. All of this talk about palm trees and Epstein is just...
We haven't talked about them for like 20 minutes.
Epstein? I know, it's been a while.
We've been talking about race relations.
I think they're a lot... They're still bad, but they're a lot better than they were in the 60s.
Who? What?
Race relations.
Yeah.
They're a lot better now.
Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, people are... I think it's more transparent with, like, people getting killed. I think for everyone, though, because there's been a lot of people that are being killed by the police, so...
Yeah.
It's just more... It's more obvious.
That's true, especially with the body cams.
Oh, the body cams. That's a great idea. And anyone that doesn't have a body cam, I think you're shady.
So even if you work at home, put on a body cam so we can see everything that you do at home.
Yeah.
Post on Pornhub, but don't like make it sexual, you know?
Wait, but what if he's just tucking his kids into bed?
It's not sexual, is it?
But you still said post it to Pornhub.
That doesn't mean it's porn. You can upload anything.
Okay, so wait. But if you upload a video to Pornhub...
So?
That's non-sexual.
Yeah.
What's the percentage of people that are going to think that that video is non-sexual?
100%. Because there's no sex.
How many videos on Pornhub have no sex?
Well, it depends on how you categorize it. I would say about 98.
Sex would be anything where a penis or a vagina or whatever else you want to fuck is not getting aroused.
98% of Pornhub contains arousal.
So what are the other 2%?
Kids that like watching non-pornographic porn.
So what's non-pornographic porn?
Tucking your kids in the bed.
Why is it a Pornhub?
Why not? YouTube doesn't monetize.
They would monetize that.
You're gonna eat your words.
YouTube is not anti-family, except for that family that beat their kids.
I remember.
Remember that?
The thing is, they were still pro-family at first.
They were.
Which is somewhat fucked up.
They changed ownership.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Who owns it now? It was the Ace... No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
So you're right. YouTube now is now owned by Google.
Yeah, it has been since like the 2010s.
Yes. So, but the president of YouTube...
Is that female with the fucked up last name.
Yeah, it's, oh, I should know her name.
You can pronounce it.
Wojcicki.
Yeah, Susan Wojcicki.
Yeah. And a lot of people frick her name up real bad. I know.
Purpose.
I got you, Susan.
It's actually like Wojcicki.
Yeah, it's Wojcicki, right. But everyone says Wojcicki.
Yeah.
Wojcicki.
She fucking sucks.
So I said Wojcicki.
Juice.
Yeah, just like the juice. The glove does not fit.
Like zombie juice?
No, like the juice that murdered his wife, Nicole.
Dude, Nicole was underrated as hell.
Absolutely.
Up until she died, she was like an underachiever.
I definitely would have banged.
Dude, fucking OJ banged her. He just didn't fit the glove.
With a knife. He banged her with a knife. 3, 4,
but
five.
But the glove didn't fit.
Dude, his dick probably didn't fit in that glove. I mean, let's be honest. He paid to get out of that shit.
Whoa.
He paid to get out of that shit. He paid into the police.
I feel like he was just under a 7-incher.
OJ?
Yeah.
No, he's a serial killer.
Yeah,
those dudes have big dicks.
No.
Remember Rasputin?
Yeah, I remember.
Dude had a huge dick.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
How big?
It's on display in Russia.
How big was it?
How big?
Yeah.
It was 12 inches.
Bullshit!
Dude, it's on display in Russia.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not.
There's no way they have an erect Rasputin dick.
It's not
in
erect,
Russia.
But they have it on display in a museum in Russia.
Then how is it 12 inches? Is it 12 inches
flaccid?
It's massive.
Flaccid.
No.
It's massive.
You're full of shit. There's no way.
Oh, no.
I don't believe this. There's no way that's possible. A 12-inch flaccid? That cannot exist. That cannot be real.
That's his dick.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's fucking huge! What
that,
are you talking
dude,
about?
That thing
massive!
That could sink the Titanic.
Dude, I know! Dude, listen, and I learned about this right in high school.
When? Wait. What grade? Get into it.
Okay, so I learned this in my, what class was it?
Sex ed?
No.
Health?
We didn't have sex ed. I went to a Catholic high school.
Ah.
Right. So, no, I learned about Rasputin in a World Gov class my sophomore year. And our teacher was a guy. He's a really... I'm not going to name names.
Good guy, right?
He's a good guy. Yeah. Taught me a lot about actual history.
Yeah.
But what I learned from him was... We got to the point where we were learning about the Bolsheviks and the Revolution and Queen Catherine. And
yeah.
And he said, yeah, so Rasputin courted Catherine and you know, got control pretty much of influencing Russians' decisions in the world. The dude had a huge dick. The dude had a massive fucking dick.
No wonder he controlled it.
Dude, he was fucking everyone. He was fucking the kids? He was... No, I'm kidding.
Dude, he could have been, though. We don't know.
We don't know. We weren't there.
Exactly.
Like, he could have been fucking kids.
The same way that, like, the Holocaust might not have been real. Rasputin could have been fucking kids and just no one wrote it down on a piece of papyrus.
Papyrus? They had paper then.
Shut up. They did not.
Gutenberg invented
that was the streamlined
printing press.
Yeah.
And they already had paper.
Were
by
they
then.
Printing on paper or papyrus?
Paper.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Brad is a vehement Holocaust denier.
No, I'm not.
You just compared Rasputin.
Honestly, I think we had one, and I think we should have another.
We're cutting that.
No, we're not.
Oh my god.
I'm not cutting it.
Oh my god.
I'm staying in. We should not have another. Just to be clear,
but you
one
just,
is enough.
You just said that you wanted another.
It was a joke. One Holocaust is plenty. We have the museum. Everyone learned their lesson. It's enough.
I remember at work today, you were talking about how you didn't believe the Jews were gas chambered.
I wasn't there.
I don't believe you.
I wasn't there.
That's what a denier
would
say.
Neither were
you. I know, but the thing is, I have facts and knowledge from other
But you
people.
Don't have personal experience. The one thing that counts the most in a pragmatic view.
Well, here's the thing. The people that wrote the Bible, they have personal experience. But
yeah.
People say that the Bible is fake.
Yeah.
So how's that any different from the Holocaust?
It's not.
It is. They're both different from everything.
They're different in topic, but not in creation.
So palm tree.
So palm trees have a pretty wild root structure.
They look like Obama's ball sack.
Oh, so you've seen it? I have too.
I've seen Michelle's.
Michelle's ball sack looks really damn good, honestly.
Really?
Her ball sack, it's like... When you look at the pubis...
Whose is better, hers or Shaq's?
Okay, so Shaq's ball sack... It has very thick hairs.
Of course it does. He's fucking massive.
And it's somewhat overwhelming, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, imagine, like, when you go to Kroger and you get the thin spaghetti, right?
Yeah, the angel hair shit.
Yeah, angel hair. It's still pretty thick. But, like, Well, it's thin for spaghetti, but when you compare it to pubes, that's pretty fucking thick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But when you compare Michelle Obama, she is like... What do I even count? It's like the copper wires in a shocking machine. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, so you have the belt spinning, the copper wires constantly dropping electrons.
Yeah.
And then you can touch and get shocked because it collected electrons.
Or from just how miraculous the ball sack is.
If it's really good, then yeah.
I feel like you want to touch your ball sack.
I would definitely touch Michelle Obama's ball
sack. Just to say you've done it?
Yes!
Really?
I'd put that on my resume.
Dude, would you?
Yes! Bet. If I ever touch Michelle Obama's ball sack, it's on my resume. I'll fucking do it. It's on my resume.
What are the odds that you're going to touch Michelle Obama's ball sack given the opportunity?
Those odds... Oh, wait. Okay, let me ask a question. Are those odds given that she offers?
I would think the odds would be based on you and her are at a party for some reason, yep, and she either motions for you to make a move or she directs the movement.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing.
Without giving too much away to our younger viewers who've already listened to Holocaust Denying.
Stop watching if you're under 16.
Yeah, stop watching because this is a podcast.
We don't want you here. Get out.
Yeah, don't watch because this is a podcast. You can only listen.
Okay. Assuming Michelle, the current Michelle, like in her 30s or 40s.
What? No, the whole
40s. Dude, 40s. No,
dude, they're in their 50s.
No way.
The Obamas?
Michelle too? Okay, 40s or 50s? Which is it? How old is she? Slash he.
Slash he. There it is. I was right. 56.
Oh my god! Okay. If Michelle Obama, me, yes, and her chilling on the beach and drinking.
Barack is 58.
Okay.
He is 58
but
years
old. Barack is a ways down the beach collecting seashells. Yeah.
Buddy Joe.
Dude, Joe is in Florida because he thought we were supposed to be in California. He's just so fucking lost. He's a lost cause.
Honestly, Bernie Sanders would have been better.
I agree.
Even with all this coronavirus and the economy going to shit, I think there's no way Biden beats Trump.
It's impossible, which is why I think Trump is actually part of the Illuminati and part of their plan. That's the deepest conspiracy that you can get.
Here's the conspiracy. The Illuminati tried to overthrow Trump.
No. They want him to get elected again.
That's why they released coronavirus.
No,
get Trump out of office, to wreck the economy.
The
economy was doing too well. It was doing way too well. If I die tonight, it's the Illuminati.
You heard it here, folks.
It's the Illuminati.
No. I think China's behind all that shit. And I think they want to do it because they want to crash our stock market.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think we're moving towards, if you ever played Fallout...
Yeah.
It's moving towards World War IV. Yeah. I think it's going to be a U.S. Civil War first between conservatives and liberals, and then it's going to be World War IV.
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like conservatives and liberals, both of us realize that people in the center aren't very fucked up. And we somewhat, even like liberals that are close to the center, they realize like even centric conservatives aren't that bad.
No.
Like,
I have no problem with centric liberals, right, either.
For example, like my friend in New York City that goes to NYU.
Yeah.
He's a fairly centric NYU guy, mm-hmm, even though he believes pretty much every NYU liberal like position.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell him why conservatives disagree with it, and he understands it.
Well, that's the way it should be. The problem is, right, in this country, it's sensationalism and overhype in the media.
Yeah.
People watch these, you know, Brett Mayer and Tucker Carlson, and yeah. they get opposing viewpoints that are just vehemently dangerous.
I forget the name of the guy. Never mind. He's the guy on CNN, the black guy that raped a guy at a bar.
Oh, you're talking about Don Lemon.
Don Lemon!
Don Lemon! He's an asshole. I hate Don Lemon. And not for the fact that he's black. It's the fact that he raped a guy.
Right.
He raped a dude.
I didn't know that for a long time. I was just Don Lemon.
God, just fucking spit on me. What the fuck, dude?
I know. The podcast cut out, guys. I spit on Will. A big chunk of pretzel flew on him. And then he turned into a dragon and flew around and burned up the whole United Kingdom. Then he came back. And then he took all of Australia's guns.
I did. I have all of them. They're in my apartment in the U.S. Australia, if any of you want your guns, please come here. My address is...
But you already took all the guns.
Yeah.
They can't get them back.
They could just fly here. Oh, wait, coronavirus. No, they can't.
They can, though, because flights are cheap.
No, there's no flights right now.
Really?
You can't get into the U.S. from any country.
Is that why we have no work to do?
You literally, no foreigner right now can get into the U.S. or vice versa anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, did you not know that?
I have not been following for the past month.
Okay, so every country now, you can't get in at all.
Every country?
Yeah, you just can't get in anywhere, from anywhere to anywhere. You just can't do it.
That stinks.
I mean, it's just... It's so... The flu kills more people every year.
Almost. Listen, I haven't compared a year of coronavirus flu.
I've compared... So coronavirus started in December.
It technically was November, but mostly December. December, yeah.
So we've been almost 6 months into this now, pretty much.
Yeah.
The flu has killed more in half a year than 0.0000001 of the coronavirus deaths.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the flu every year
kills a couple milli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull up the 2019 stats. So 2019-2020 flu season. Oh, no, 24,000 to 62,000 flu deaths. So, but COVID deaths.
Wait, how many flu?
24,000 to 62,000.
Okay. For the world? Or for U.S.?
For the U.S. Okay. There's no way that's right. There's no way that's right. No way. There's been 1,200 deaths in Ohio for COVID. I just got a fucking update to try to play Rocket League.
I heard it.
Yeah. So 34,000 died of the...
I need water.
Sure. Just grab a glass, top left. So 80,000 for flu for in 2018. Oh, just get water. So 80,000 died in 2018-19. COVID has only killed 27,000 in 6 months.
Repeat it.
80,000 people died from the flu in 2018-19. But only 27,000 in 6 months have died from COVID.
Okay.
And most of the people, and I know this, most of the people that have died have been high risk. And about 65% of them have been old people.
Do you know about the infected rate for each?
The infected rate is about the same. It's been 1.32 for the U.S. For COVID. For the flu, it's been around... Let's see...
I'm getting the video real quick.
Sure. 42.9 million. And only 2 million have gotten COVID. Even though they say it's highly infectious.
It is, though.
But only 1.32 has gotten it.
That
It's because...
But 49 million got in 2018, which means half of that would have been 26 million. Is that a porn? Is that porn?
That was a girl sending me a video.
Of what?
Her face!
Oh.
It oh, sounded, yeah, listen, listen, listen.
It sounded like orgasm.
Didn't it, though?
It did.
Yeah. Anyway. COVID is pretty goddamn infectious, but also not everyone shows symptoms.
I agree. But at the same time...
Flu is about the same.
Flu killed more.
Yeah, flu, in the past, yes.
Overall, yes.
Yeah, if I this, agree, even overall, yeah.
If this second strain is worse... I got a big clip of it.
Yeah,
okay. I'm all for... I'm taking a meander around the apartment. I'm all for people wearing masks when shit gets reopened.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're kind of being caballed right now. Yeah. So.
It's because we don't really have any of the economic advantages going on.
Yeah, the economy was doing so good, and this shit hit, and it just tanked. It tanked really bad.
Well, yeah, okay. Not quite all of it tanked. Like, most of it did tank. But over the last, like, 2 weeks, a lot of it has been climbing back up to where it was. And it's pretty much back where it was, but a lot of people think it's going to tank again.
The problem is... unless... the state government's opened things back up. There's a 16% unemployment rate right now. Which is worse than... Yes, yes.
In Ohio?
In the country.
Okay. What about in Ohio?
In Ohio?
Since it's state controlled for this pandemic, that's like the figure I'd want to look at. And real quick, let me watch this video.
Sure, go for it.
From the chick.
Yeah, so Brad's watching this, say, a video from
holy
this chick.
Shit.
Don't ever poke fun at anyone's shit. Especially someone you like. Fuck you. Fuck you, buddies.
Brad's about to bang a child.
I love banging children. My last name's Epstein.
Thank you, Mr. Weinstein, for that statement.
What the fuck? Dude,
let me see this. Let me see
this. Green screen.
Is that the girl you're about to bang?
No, oh, not even.
Okay.
This is the girl I'm going to bang tomorrow.
Is she going to get a film career out of it, Mr. Epstein?
Who knows?
So. So, the unemployment rate in Ohio... God, that's ridiculous.
You were just like, the unemployment rate in Ohio.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. You're good?
Cool.
So right now, the unemployment rate is around 15%.
Okay.
But it could jump to 20%.
I see it happening. The thing is, because they said like March 12th, rough. I think it's March 12th. Some businesses can start to open again.
It's funny because we're in May.
Sorry, May 12th. Yeah.
So May 12th, some restaurants are opening, and the 15th, hair salons are completely reopening.
On the 15th, hair salons?
Yeah, hair salons.
So that's like a Friday.
If everything reopens in June, I can see the unemployment rate dropping to 10, but it's not going to be back to where it was in February another couple months.
I feel like that would take almost a year.
I feel like we should all start wearing masks if we're all able to go back out into the world.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't be against it.
We should all wear a handkerchief as if we're about to rob a train. Such as a dom.
Why?
Because it looks good, honestly. You look like you're about to rob a train.
It looks like you have snot in your face.
No, it doesn't. You can't see my face. Which is...
I can see it. I can see the handkerchief, though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but you see the handkerchief and you know what I'm doing.
I know you're about to come.
How would you know that?
Because I can see your eyes still.
I'm always about to come, alright? Even at work, I'm like 12 seconds away from edging off the cliff.
Motherfucker.
That was a little bit of snot. Just a little bit.
Oh, just enough. You haven't seen nothing yet. Honestly, everyone at work is probably called the Edge Boys.
What?
The Edge Boys.
Dude, that dump that I took at work, that was like a fucking solid dump. Like, 4 people went and used the urinal.
Dude, I took 3 shits today.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You're lying.
Okay, so I had a sandwich last night, and I had Chipotle.
Today?
Yeah, and then I had another meal at work.
What was it, though? Was it cafeteria food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I took 3 solid dumps that probably equaled out to be about 5 pounds.
Jeez!
But I probably ate about 7 pounds.
Wait. So across one shift, you pooped out roughly 5 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a fuck ton, dude.
Think about when I played sports in college and high school, and I used to drop and gain about 10 to 5 a day. So
yeah,
it hasn't changed.
See, I was in marching band, so I would do the same, but it was also at a much smaller rate.
It's marching band.
No,
why? All right, so right now it's just me. Okay, we got some pretzels, we got some dip. Oh my God, Will is shirtless. But Will, put your shirt back on. You're too sexy.
Put your boner away.
No.
No one wants to see that.
Hey, they all want to see it.
People don't want to see that.
Yes, they do.
I'm glad they're not seeing anything right now.
They cannot see a fucking word.
You can't see a word on the page. What are you talking about?
Okay, so palm trees, right?
Dude, all the way back, full circle.
Listen, we're branching out to literally everything. Everything.
Why are you speaking into the thing that's not saying the podcast?
I figured it out after a second.
Well, listen, we're going to give you great information about trees. And we honestly will, every time. But at the same time, we're going to give you information about a bunch of shit you've been thinking about right now.
This is like a variety podcast. We mainly talk about trees, but we will go into anything.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get plenty of stuff about trees, you know? Just show your mom those clips.
Yeah, exactly. Your mom will like it. She'll be like, that clip is nice. And then once she falls asleep and gets into her wet dreams, she'll be like, I like these boys.
Listen, your mom loves wood. That's why you're here.
Dude, that's a little offensive.
Sex is sex, man.
I mean, sex is sex, but like...
Yeah, that's... Moms, dude? There's no kids without sex.
Dude, I fucked a mom.
I've also fucked a mom.
It's not bad.
No, it's not.
Dude, the vagina, like, it expands for the kid, and then you just... It's back to normal.
I don't know. The one I had was pretty loose.
The one I had was not super loose, if I'm being honest.
It's probably the worst vagina I've ever had sex with.
I would say the same, but I would also not say that it was bad. It was still good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It was decent,
like,
you know?
Sex was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that was more on her rather than her being a mom.
I feel like half of it has to be on you as the man, though. Because, like, you have to do some shit.
Yeah.
Kids, if you want to learn about the birds and the bees, here it is. Play with the clip.
So, you take your palm tree shaft and you enter it into the Russian hole that was dug out of the ground. And you just put it in. Then you take it out.
then you put it in, then you take it out. All of a sudden, she already had a baby, okay? And you just keep going in, you keep going out, you keep going in, and then you're like, oh shit, this shit already expanded and then disbanded.
That's a new word. Oh my god.
What's the word? What's the real word?
Retracted?
Retracted. Retracted. And then you're like, ooh. And you just get in there and it's honestly not that bad.
If my future wife is listening to this, you're getting a C-section. Because I don't want anything happening to that place that I love so much.
Okay, wait. You'll cut your future wife open.
Yeah, sure.
Just so you can fuck her vag and enjoy it.
Yeah.
What did you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Listen. It's not about her vagina, it's about my penis.
Dude, it for real is.
Like, if I had a 12-inch dick, right? And they were like...
Which you do, by the way. I've seen it.
That's a complete lie. I honestly wouldn't push for it, but... because it's not that big.
I mean, it's not small either.
No, but... you know, we just want it, you know, to be enjoyable.
It's a lot like the needles on the palm tree, which is why we discussed the palm tree
today. Yeah, they're dangerous. You get a lot of girls pregnant with them.
Right, and you'll also kill a lot of smaller mammals.
Yeah, you will. You will kill a lot of small mammals with their penis.
They cannot make it, sadly.
I don't know. There are tapirs, and those things have huge penises.
Tapirs?
Oh my god. Kids, Google tapir.
Please, no.
It's so big. Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh my god,
it's massive. Massive.
Dude, that's
dude.
The thing with like the fucking.
Oh my god.
Like, it's got the fifth limb, it just picks shit up.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
They're lucky bastards, I'll tell you that.
They queef a lot.
Sure. If I had that big of a dick, I'd queef too. I don't give a shit.
Your dick would queef?
You said they queef a lot.
And then you said,
Women, the women or the men?
I didn't specify. My urethra queefs sometimes. Maybe we cut this part out.
No, it's all going on. No. It's all going on. All right. No, we got it. We'll edit it. Don't worry about it.
No. It remains normal.
This is horrible. This is so bad.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's the point.
No one's ever going to listen to this.
Except,
everyone. No. Yeah, well, yes.
She will. And she'll be like, I'm kind of bored today. I'm going to do a podcast. And then she's like, oh my god!
What if your mom listens to this? What is she going to think?
Mom, I'm so sorry.
My mom knows I do this.
My mom doesn't.
Yeah, your mom probably has no way. She thinks you're this innocent little brat. Never.
My mom thinks I'm drunk at dead grandma's right now.
No, you're just half buzzed here instead of drunk there.
I'm 3/4 buzzed here.
You're buzzed?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like half the size of you.
That was nothing for me.
Yeah. For me, it was like, it was a healthy amount for me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. For you, it was an intro.
This is nothing. Like, Halloween 2014, no, 13. I had 2 handles of Jose Cuervo, gold, and I downed them both in the night.
I never drank until 2017. That's how much younger I am. I graduated high school in 2017.
Yeah, that's a full 5 years after I graduated. Yeah. So you were in 7th grade. When I was a senior in high school. No, absolutely, I can.
Because you're that much older and bigger.
No. No. It's just because I didn't go to...
What?
Where did you go to high school?
West.
Because I didn't go to East.
No, you went to...
St. X.
Yeah, St. X.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that went there.
Yeah.
Do you know a guy with the last name Geiger? He would have been... Was it like a 9th through 12th grade school?
St. X is like a regular high school.
10 through 12 or 9
no,
through
9 through 12.
9 to 12?
Yeah.
You may have known him. He was probably a freshman when you were a senior.
How old is he now?
Same age as me.
Give or take a year. He wouldn't be even in high school when I was a senior.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Because so you're the age of my sister. I was thinking of the age of my brother.
Yeah. No, I'm the age of your sister.
You did not know him.
Yeah, I'm older.
Dude, I'm fucking young.
You are. We're not cutting that. Dude, that was a good one.
Dude, it stinks being this young. I cannot even drink yet. I'm breaking the law.
Take your time. Take your time. You got plenty of time.
I feel you, dude.
I feel your pretzel.
I don't... Get your hands off my pretzel. I don't want to age too quick, man. Like, I realize... Since I've been 20, I'm like... I gotta... Dude, your tongue was flapping all over. Oh my god. Alright.
No, listen, you're 20, dude. You're so young. You have so much time.
Dude, I got like a solid 3 to 4 years before I'm like, quote unquote, an adult.
Don't have a kid. Do you have a condom? Brad's going to have sex tonight. Do you have a condom?
Dude, it may or may not happen, if I'm being honest.
Really? It may not happen.
I'm finding a flat tire.
She did?
We'll see, man. It might happen.
I feel like she's blowing you off.
She fucking probably is. And if it's not tonight, then it's gonna be next week. Mm. Dude, I fucked a chick this last weekend.
Show me a picture.
I don't have any. Does
she have a Facebook?
Mm-mm. She has a TikTok.
Show me her TikTok.
I don't even have her TikTok.
You don't have her TikTok?
Alright, I'll tell you what.
This is not down to bang.
I already bonged her.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was a brunette that dyed her hair red.
Okay. Okay.
She was pretty fucking hot. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That was it. I fucked her. I drove her home. Went home on Sunday.
This is getting edited for sure.
This no, it's not.
Alright, we're keeping it on.
We might add a couple bleeps here and there.
Branching out is unedited in front of no studio audience.
Well, the studio audience is technically in the future. We don't perform in front of them, but they definitely reciprocate everything that we say.
I'd only want to perform in front of only moms, because they boo me constantly, and I love it.
Boo you?
Yeah, like, if I said some grotesque shit, and, like, some moms would, like, boo me, but then they'd want to fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be all booing, then.
Well, it would be booing to save face in public.
It would be half booing and half wooing.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Let us know down in the comments below. Would you boo or woo woo?
I'm 6'5 and I'm fat. Not that fat.
I'm 6 foot and I'm skinny, but I'm steadily gaining weight.
He's still got a bigger dick than me.
That's true.
I've never seen it, but I assume it's bigger.
Guinness has confirmed it. 11 versus 13, big difference.
It's a huge difference. 2 inches makes the biggest difference in the world. Brad's checking his sexual updates.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, the people want to know. Is he getting laid or not? This is episode one. You're getting laid on episode one. This is epic.
Dude, the thing is, I was supposed to get laid tonight. But then she was like, my friend got a flat tire. So now I don't know.
I feel like she's using that as an excuse.
I want to blame her, dude. She was like, I'm tired as fuck. I'm going to take a nap and then I'm going to drive on down at like 1 o'clock. And right now it's like 2:13.
Yep.
So she was like, I'm going to drive on down.
How much tread was in that tire?
Plenty.
Plenty?
She only needed oil. Her tires are good. She needed oil.
Is this a metaphor?
No, this is real. This is real life.
Why would she need oil for a tire?
For her engine.
Oh, for her engine.
Yeah.
Here, but here's my question, right? So,
yeah.
Is there tire left in that tread? She's got to be pretty young.
26.
So she's my age.
Yes.
Where did you go to school?
Unsure.
You're unsure?
Unsure.
I might know her. I'm 26.
I don't think you know
her. I know a lot of people, Brad. More than you think.
Taylor Rena. That will be bleeped out.
That is absolutely going to be... Beep, beep. Taylor Rena. I have no idea.
Bleep.
If you just get bleeped, it doesn't get bleeped. It just gets bleeped.
It's getting bleeped. I can do it like fucking that.
That sounds like ballerina.
Like what?
Ballerina.
Sorry, I can't hear you. There's a jackhammer going. That's actually like a super mega bit.
Absolutely.
Sorry, we do not copy them.
Copy who?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, like, she was like, ooh, my friend had a tire, and I was like...
We're only just both white.
Like, that's gonna change anytime soon.
It's not. I've tried.
Give it 20 years, it might.
Just like the chances of you getting laid tonight.
Dude, honestly, the chances are getting lower and lower. Because of that flat tire shit, I don't know if that's real or not.
You want me to order you a hooker?
I know where to get them. Dude, I'm not fucking new. I know where you can get a hooker. Do you?
Yeah.
Because I can actually show you.
No, I know where to get a hooker.
Tell me the link.
I don't need a link. I can drive down to 3rd Street.
Dude, I know the link. I can get one anywhere.
Here's
the
thing. I've never actually gotten a hooker. I never needed a hooker. Right? But I know where to get them. There's a link, really. www.wearcops.com. He dropped the phone. That means I'm right.
Okay. Listen, I visited my buddy in New York. Listen, this is some somewhat private shit. My buddy fucks some hookers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen fucks some hookers, too. People do it.
He's a bit awkward.
Mm?
More than me.
How much did he pay? That's what I really want to know. How much did he pay?
Like $200 or $300.
So they were nice hookers. They weren't like...
They weren't bad, by any means.
I mean, like, on a 1 to 10 hotness scale.
I would guess a 6 or 7.
I mean, yeah, that's about the price of $200 to $300.
However, he got me one. And I wasn't about to refuse. She was a 9.
Really?
Maybe a 10. She was French-Canadian.
Oh, dude. You can't say no to that.
Dude, I could not. No matter how hard I tried.
How was it?
Oh, my God! 45 minutes, man.
45 minutes. Good.
Not awful. Also not my longest.
Yeah.
But still.
Same
fucking
here.
Hot.
Yeah. It sounds like it. Those French-Canadian girls, they know how
and
to do
I
it.
And I did not pay, which I am proud of.
They really know how to puck you.
They really do. And I told her, I was like, coronavirus is about to fuck it up. And she was like, no way. And I was like, all right, buy some canned tuna. And now she's fucking stuck. I haven't been keeping up with her, but I'm 99% sure.
Here's my question. Does the unemployment rate include hookers?
No.
It's technically illegal activity.
Technically, they've already been unemployed. They don't pay taxes. Such as me, almost. I told you how I just entered in my 2018 taxes.
Oh, that's right. The whole tax thing.
Yeah.
Brad is late on his taxes every year.
Not every year!
And he somehow gets a massive return.
I don't know how you don't.
We're not believing that.
I don't know how you don't.
How you don't is you owe the state.
The state?
If you have dependents, you end up owing the state.
Not quite.
Most of the time,
okay,
yes.
You are independent.
Yeah.
My parents, they're also independent, mm-hmm. but they make a lot more than you and me mm-hmm. combined.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. For me, my Ohio, which for like 3 months out of the year I was unemployed, I'm getting roughly like 200 to 300 back from the state.
Yeah, I got $450 from the state.
Back?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's real good. That's more than me.
Well, that's because I don't have any dependents.
Right. That's so good.
And I got $1,100 from the U.S. government. The federal government.
Federal, yeah. That's really fucking good.
For just me, yeah.
You got more than me. Yeah, you got more than me for sure.
But honestly, I feel like I should have gotten more. Because every time, if you see what gets taken out of my checks.
Oh, I know.
It's not even close. I feel like I'm getting fucked every time. Kind of like when a palm tree gets torn out by a hurricane.
Yes, and when that happens, their root structure gets entirely ripped from the ground, and they get splattered all along the southern coast.
Dude, tree murder is real.
Tree murder is a serious problem.
It's a serial killer problem.
So, that's why we're going to link in the description below, we're going to link to our End Tree Murder GoFundMe page. That was a little snot rocket, wasn't it?
Did you have me laughing so hard? Dang
it. So check our
GoFundMe.com/snotrocket.
And you can help save a tree. Every tree that you save, Will keeps a little snot in his nose.
Every tree you save, I need less flow days every day.
Exactly. You're helping. If you donate money, you I'm help spending, out Will.
I'm spending $10 on flow days a minute. Every
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money and I need your help. I need your help to stop using so much flow days. It's like an Oxycontin addiction. It's flow days.
So Will is addicted to opioids? Give us money.
Just flow days. Just flow days. There's no opioids.
No. Just opioids.
If I was addicted to opioids, I'd be not even here. I'd be somewhere.
You'd be here.
I'd be talking about, like, some weird shit.
You'd be here, but much less frequent.
Yeah, I'd be, like, not at work ever. Because, you know, opioids.
Yeah, probably right. But still, you can make it work.
Well, I think I hear a tree growing. I think it's time to end the podcast there.
Almost. Listen.
Is there something else you want to talk about, Brad?
Listen. The world is in a fucked up place. I think we should talk about the stock market.
Okay. I'd love to talk about the
stock market. So pull up a little bit of statistics on your ASIC.
Sure. So I've studied a little bit of the stock market.
I'll pull up mine too.
So let's talk about the 6 month yield from the stock market.
6 month yield?
Yeah, 6 months. Because we're talking about, so the relative change in 6 months is, it's only down 5%. Which
is. What is?
The stock market. Yield percentage, just for bonds.
Government bonds.
Yeah. So it's a lot better than the last 2 years. It's been doing better. So the United States 6 month bill yield, which is stocks,
They're up a little bit.
They're up a little bit from being down 68%.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Oh my
God. Not for you, but for me.
Here's the thing. I play the long-term game. If you're listening to me right now, so if you have investment in a stock for 60 years, the yield is higher than a 10 to 20-year yield. What the fuck is that?
Don't worry.
What is happening?
Hey, say something real quick. Say something about trees.
Something about trees.
Do you like palm trees?
No.
Me neither.
No, I like oak trees. Oaks or maples. Maples, same. Beeches. I love the beaches.
Fuck the palms.
No. No. That's such a good ending.
No, it's not! It's not the end. Okay.
This is the end of the world.
So we were on stocks.
Yeah, we're on stocks.
That went to a girl, by the way.
Oh.
But not the same one.
Stocks have dropped, but it'll bounce. It'll bounce back like it always has.
Can I talk to you a little bit about the stocks that I'm watching?
Yeah, sure.
If you take a look at Bill.com, right?
Yeah, it's plateaued.
Currently, they have 9 analyst ratings on Robinhood. Right now, 56% say buy, 44% say hold, 0% say sold.
Yep.
And the, let me go back to
You that. Should not be selling right now. This is the worst time to sell.
Yeah, honestly.
You should be buying. Buy, 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 buy. The more money you put in the stock market, the quicker the stock market goes back up and you make money off of it.
Yes. Okay, so here is the about section of Bill.com, okay? Lockheed Martin, okay.
Whoa, government business.
Okay. About. Bill.com Holdings Incorporated is a holding company which engages in the provision of cloud-based software solutions, simplifies, digitizes, and automates complex back-office financial operations for SMBs. The firm's software helps customers to generate and process invoices, streamline approvals, send and receive payments, sync with their accounting system, and manage their cash.
Yeah, it's an accounting software firm.
It's almost like PayPal.
No.
It's like a mix between PayPal and just a basic debit card. Yeah, it's like a very general billing system.
So there's some key words in that description that I want to point out, and that's right here, what it says.
You can pick it.
Yeah. What?
Here, I'll open it.
I don't know this phone.
Fucking hell.
I don't know this phone. Get back to it. I want to see the description.
Don't touch anything around the home button.
Okay. Really? Because it says login. Unable to log in with provided credentials.
Fuck you.
Brad can't remember his own passwords, everyone. This is horrible.
Yes, I can.
So it said in the description, Brad, it said it provided accounting software.
Yes. Read it. Be careful.
Streamline approvals, send and receive payments, sync with their accounting system, and manage their cash. Which engages the provision of cloud-based software solutions. Simplifies, digitizes, and automates complex back-office financial operations for small businesses.
Yes.
The first person helps customers to generate... Yeah, processing invoices is an accounting thing.
Scroll back up to the top and look at their one-month progress.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was the price...
Now, if you go to, like, the 3 months...
Damn!
They've been doing pretty good. 3 months, they definitely had a drop once coronavirus
hit. It's up $10.
They're up quite a bit. Because they had a pretty significant drop.
They're up $38 in the past month.
Yeah.
No, they went back up. They're not dropping right now. They're going up.
Well, no. What I'm saying is when the coronavirus hit, if you go to the 3-month graph... They definitely took a hit with
coronavirus. And they went back up.
Yeah, they went back up and surpassed their original amount.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
So Bill.com right now is this podcast stock that you should take a look at.
This podcast is sponsored by Bill.com.
Bill.com.
For all your streamlining invoice and payment needs for small businesses, use Bill.com. They're an affordable and easy way to process payments from customers and send invoices through the internet.
Not only do they send invoices through the internet, but they are responsible for the precision of cloud-based software solutions. It not only simplifies, but it also digitizes and automates complex back-office financial operations for SMBs. The firm's software helps customers to generate and provide invoices, streamline approvals, send and receive payments, sync in their accounting system, and manage their cash. The company was founded by Rene Lacerda in August 2nd, 2018, and is headquartered in Palo Alto, California. The FINRA listed bill name for the bill, bill.com holdings.inc.
Take it from me, another Bill. We're pretty cool and pretty efficient. Buy our stock, bill.com.
You don't like bills? Well, we do. Buy it.
We don't care. We're selling out.
We make money. You lose money.
Except with bill.com.
Except with bill.com. We all make money.
We all make money with
bill.com. So buy our stock. We are not sponsored by bill.com.
Yeah.
We are sponsored by the palm tree.
Just the palm tree.
And all of its cousins, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, plenty of cousins. Plenty of familiars.
Lots of them.
Yeah, there's tons.
Oh, there's plenty of cousins, honestly, if I'm being honest, man.
This is how we end the show. Just by pressing this button.
Is it? Did you already end it?